We woke to an underground world, a cavern half dark and half light. Inside the cavern were people, insects, animals, all moving around, groping, feeling for the light, of which there was only a tiny pinpoint way up high on the roof of the cavern. The animals were dressed as people, and the people were dressed as animals. And except for the lightness of the skin, there was no difference. The animals' faces were broader, and their noses longer and larger. There were wolves, coyotes, deer, river otter, small prairie dogs, and little creatures with hawk's heads. We saw a stargazer wandering, stumbling in the dark. And we saw a locust. He began to stir and whir his wings, a huge green insect with the head of a man and a beautiful yellow bow with sinew wrapped tightly all around it. A bright feathered arrow was notched in place. We saw locusts look around at each one of us, and then with the bow arched and ready for flight, Locust said,
"Some of you don't know this yet, but this is the part where we get out and go into the second world, the world of light."
Then Locust looked at each one of us, and we felt a strange kind of guilt, because he alone held the power in his hands. But Stargazer looked at us too, and the light came out of his eyes, and we saw that he was laughing. Then Locust raised his bright bow toward the roof of the cavern, and he loosed his arrow at the tiny opening. All of us let out a great sigh. The animals, the insects, and the people. We all said. And the arrow tore a giant hole through the cavern top, and the light poured in and drenched our skin. It took all day to climb up along the wall of the cavern and get out into the light. Of course, Locust and his friend, a big fly, and the other insect people, they were the first to come out. But the rest of us climbed and clawed the hard way along the cavern wall, scraping and clawing and inching our way up. The last one to leave the dark was Stargazer. I looked into his face and saw that he was the oldest. We reached down to help him, and his hands would slip and fall away from our own. And we'd reach out and we'd think, "This is the last time." Each time, he would grab our hands and slip and fall, and then claw into the walls of the cavern. And then I reached out and I took his hand firmly, and I pulled him along the rock. And his face broke into the light, and we saw that the night was bright with stars. And the moment we were out of the cavern, the air smelled cool and sweet, and we were refreshed. Immediately, Stargazer got down on his knees and started singing to a star. His voice rose and fell, and the star, far away in the sky, returned his song in emanations of light. After a time, the star seemed to move, seemed to swim like a polywog. And I heard him call the star by name, beckon it, and it came closer and closer. and when the star was very near to his body, he reached out, and he called it to him, and he embraced the star. The light was so bright that I could only see it through my fingers. Stargazers stepping into the light of the star and becoming one with it, wrapped in its light, like a babe in the shawl of its mother, the dark outline of his body. I saw him standing, dancing, burning in starlight. Then the star let go of Stargazer, and he fell back from it and staggered. His skin glowed. The embrace of the star had etched light into his skin so that it escaped from every pore. He dropped like a sack onto the sand. I rushed over to him. I saw that we were alone in the desert, the star retreating back into the sky, the night growing darker and darker. I bent down and scooped him up in my arms, and he was light, like water, like feathers, like air. And he floated out of my arms, and I had to reach up and bring him back.
"Let me go," he begged. "My place is not here."
I saw that he was young again, no longer a withered old wolfman, but light and young and new and fresh. And I let him go then, and he floated out of my arms and drifted across the desert, and I ran after him. I stopped and leaned on my knees, gasping for air, and Stargazer floated down to earth. I watched him fall into the river, and he rose out of the water, and steam came from his body and from his head. I looked at him then, and I saw that there were holes in his skin, and the light came out of those holes. He was still a star, the light coming out of the man, coming out of his eyes, coming from his fingers, and the steam rising in the light, a dazzling, flickering light. I shaded my eyes from it, my hands covering my eyes. I thought then, Stargazer is my friend. He will remember me. But when he came out of the water standing in the starlight, he seemed not to know who I was. He was rubbing the icy water on his skin, chanting softly under his breath. The light from his body was still moving like lightning around his shoulders, around his back, and coming from his feet. He turned so that I could see him and looked me in the face, and he said, "Now you know. Now you know."